Moshe, you know, is in very deeply involved in this dialogue now. Hashem has told him about the dual mission. Moshe says, I don't think I can do either part of this mission. God says, well, ki ehaye imach, that term is going to obviously be the central term of the day. Well, I'll be with you, so I'll be there to strengthen you with Paro. You're doubting the Jewish people. Maybe you shouldn't be doubting the Jewish people that there's chus of Matan Torah, etc. And then Moshe takes a step back here. Who wants to read Pasuk Yud Gimel? Yehuda, go ahead. Thank you for volunteering. Go ahead, Pasuk Yud Gimel. So basically Moshe's taking a step back and he's saying, I don't even know you. Remember we keep on emphasizing this point of the distance? And he's saying, okay, you tell me you're going to be with me. You tell me the Jewish people, you know, you've got some big plan for them. But wait a second, how is this going to look in practice? You want me to go there? Sound like somebody's saying, hold on a minute. They're going to say, wait, somebody said that you need to come.
Yes, sir.
So somebody said, you know, that you need to come and do this. Who? And if the guy can't answer that question, that's a strange thing. Somebody comes to your door and says, you know, I'm here on behalf of... Wait a minute. I'm not sure who I'm here on behalf of. Right? You're probably not getting very far. Like the Rashbam says here, Ma'o Marlihem... Okay, you're the God, you're powerful. You know, there are a lot of gods in ancient society. The Jews were Ovdei Avodah Zarah with the Egyptians. Like, so, can you spell that for me? N as in Nancy? So... You have a very clear indication in this pasuk that Moshe is just not exactly comfortable with this yet. Because that relationship, which will one day be panim el panim, which will one day be utumunas Hashem yabid, as we've discussed, it's not there yet. So Ezra, go ahead, pasuk yedalad. So Elohim says to Moshe, right? The Elohim just means generically the God, okay? Now, again, very difficult pasuk. God says, I will be what I will be. And that's what you should tell the Jewish people is, Eheyeh, I will be sent me. You know, it's a little cryptic. Like, what exactly does this mean? So, you know, if you looked at Sad Yagon, and you looked at the Rashbam and the Chizkuni, they all sort of, there was a common denominator in all three, and we'll start talking about some of the subtle differences here, but what was the common denominator in terms of their interpretation of that phrase, Eheyeh Asher Eheyeh? Exactly right. You hit the nail on the head. Excellent, Jacob. So that since I'm around forever, you know, I can control this scenario. Right, Asher in Techla Van Kates. Right, Sadigon says he's the Kadmon. He's the one who existed before the world. There's no Sof Lemitziuso. The Rashbam emphasizes the point. Yachol ani lekayim asheni mavtiach. I can make good on my promises, etc. The Chizkuni says Harishon Shem. The first time it says Eya is actually his name, and then God explains what the name means. I am around the Olme Olamim. Forever, therefore I'm going to, you know, be able to be with you forever, and I'm going to redeem you from Egypt. Then Rashi, you know, has a drasha on this. Rashi says, you know, Eyah Shara, yeah, I'll be with you through all the suffering that you'll experience. There's a great Gemara about that where, you know, Rashi interprets Eyah Shara, yeah, basically I'm with you in this suffering and I'll be with you in all your future suffering. And Moshe says to Hashem, all the future suffering. Right? That might not be the right message right now. We don't need to start talking about, you know, the Roman persecution and the Cossacks and the pogroms. Right? We can wait for that. So God says, good idea. Just tell them about the first Ahiyah. I'm with you now. Remember the image of the snake, according to Rashi. Imo Anochi Bitzar. Now, Yitzchak, just give me 1 second. The Chizkuni had a point here, which was interesting. The Chizkuni added on what? The Chizkuni said, oh, and by the way, there was a little bit of a receptive audience. So it sounds really cryptic to go, imagine Avishai again, you know, knocking on somebody's door and says, you know, I'm here working for the one that will be. And he will be that he will be. And, you know, the person behind the door says, and I'll see you later. Right? So the Chizkuni says, who saw this part of the Chizkuni? That, yeah.
Applies, Hashem said it to Yaakov.
Excellent. So that Yaakov had passed on a masores lebanav, and to the Jewish people, that this shoresh, the Shem Havaya, was going to be used by the Redeemer. Right? So kind of like that code word, pakod pakati eschem, pakod yifkod alokim eschem. So the Chizkuni says here, let's just read it inside. V'shem zesh shel havaya, this is the Chizkuni, 4 lines in the bottom, masar Yaakov lebanav, and pasuk yidal, et kedichsiv, v'ayah Hashem imachem, God, Shem Havaya, Yud Kei Vav Kei, v'heishiv eschem el eretz avoseichem, kol mi sheyavaser lachem gulas mitzrayim b'lashon havaya, anybody who will share this message with you, im basores hapekida, with the message of redemption, tamid ledvar, v'chein asu, and the Jewish people reacted such, kevan shebo Moshe v'Aaron, when Moshe v'Aaron came, and they used the Shem Havaya, they used this expression, Miyad vayamein ham, people believed. Okay, so the Chizkuni is saying that the only way that this could have worked, the only way that this did work, was because it was very clear to the Jewish people that this was the fulfillment of what Yaakov told them would happen. Fine. Okay, so at this point, we get to Yitzchak in just a second, Hashem comes down like 10 levels. Hashem says, okay, I know that was very abstract. I know that was very esoteric. Eheya, sure, eheya, the Shem Havaya, whatever exactly that means. But now Hashem is ready to get much more concrete. So what does Hashem then turn around and say? Right after Kotamar Livnei Yisrael Yesh Lachani Aleichem, Zachary, go ahead. Let's read the next pasuk. Pasuk Tesvav. This is now something that can be understood and appreciated by one and all. Okay, go ahead. The alum. So what just changed? Eitan, go ahead.
So Hashem kind of like gives himself a name.
Instead of saying Eheya, sure, Eheya, that I'm the abstract ruler of the universe and I have been around forever and I will be around forever, and so I can really pull this off and tell them not to worry, he says, okay. This is what you got to tell the Jewish people. Don't say, okay, we're going to have a philosophy class, but just say, which one sent you? The God of Avram, of Yitzchak, and Yaakov. You know what? Because they know who those people are. Hashem Elokei Avoseichem Shlachani Aleichem Elokei Avraham Elokei Yitzchak VeElokei Yaakov. And then Hashem adds in something very fascinating. Zeh Shemi LiOlam. What's pshat and pasuk? This is such an important principle. Moshe started out this conversation by saying, who are you exactly? And God says, well, if you want to know who I am, I'm Ehaya. I'm the one that's been around forever and I will be around forever. I'm capable of doing anything. And Rashi said, the drash will always be with you, the Jewish people. And that's wonderful. And that's important. It certainly is. But in the final analysis, that's not going to really resonate with the people. Yes, it's true, I understand what the Chizkuni said, that the Jewish people were primed to hear that particular word. V'af al pichein. God says, that's not really the way that people are going to relate to me, but rather Yitzchak, go ahead. Zeh shemi li'olam v'zeh zechri l'dor ador. Eitan, what? That the way the Jewish people will really know me is... Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak v'Elokei Yaakov. Gavi, what's the point? What is God really communicating to Moshe?
That, this event will be like forever. This is always going to be like
Elisha, just a little.
Maybe like scooting like the father figure.
Okay, good. I want to develop that idea. Tzvi?
Maybe the way that the Jews are going to relate is because they know everyone's power.
Exactly. In other words, Jewish people in all generations are not really going to be able to have a philosophical relationship with God. Maybe some exceptional individuals. But people aren't going to know God by his essence. You know, lo yirani ha'adam v'chai, right? But how are Jewish people going to relate to God? As the God who's been there since the days of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. V'haraya, by the way. V'haraya. We don't say, you're the God that created heaven and earth. Yeah, we do it on Kiddush. But Anoche Hashem Elokecha Asher Tzeisicha Me'eretz Yitzrayim. We relate to God as the one who's been with us throughout history. Sort of like, by the way, Rashi says, even by Ehaya Shereya, that I'm with you. I'm the God of the Jews. Ehaya Yimachem Mitzarezel, I'm with you in this suffering in Egypt. I'll be with you in the future. So this pasuk now, Zeh Shemili Olam, V'zeh Zichri L'Dor Dor, Hashem is explaining to Moshe that the Jewish people are going to develop a relationship with God through Jewish history. When did Jewish history essentially begin, Yehuda? With Avram Avinu. As we've learned the last 2 years. Masa Avos Siman Labanim, with Avram Avinu. That's what created the entire mold. That's what created the paradigm. Zeh Shemili Olam, V'zeh Zichri L'Dor Dor. This is really my identity. This is my name as far as the Jews are concerned. Yeah, if you wanted to be philosophical about it, you could talk about all the different representations of the Shem Havaya, Haya Hove V'yihya, the eternality of God. But the Jewish person in the street, Moshe, that you're worried about, because you said, I'm going to go to the Jews. V'amruli ma'ashamo. They're going to ask me, who's this? Who do you work for? You're talking about the Jew in the street. God says, you know who the Jew in the street knows? Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Tell them the God of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Let's look at the Ramban inside. Then I got Yitzchak, then I got Natan, then I got a Schreiber, okay? So let's take a look at the Ramban inside. Zeh Shemi Liolam, Zeh Zichri Lidor Dor. Ramban says as follows. Yachzor zeh zichri l'dor dor el elokei Avraham, elokei Yitzchak, elokei Yaakov ki lo liolam yishkach bris avos v'chol adoros kasher yazkiru elokei Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov yishma kel v'ya'anem. There was a second level of communication here. Not only is this how the Jews will always relate to God, but that, what's the Ramban saying? When the Jews... Excellent. This is the way that God wants to be appealed to. As the God of Ram, the God of Yitzchak, and the God of Yaakov. Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, v'Elokei Yaakov. Ki lo liolam yishkach bris avos. V'chol hadoros kasher yaskir Elokei Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. Yishma kel v'ya'anem. Small wonder then the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah included it, right? That this is the key. God wants to be known in this fashion. So when we mention God, Zeh Zichri L'Dor Dor, this is the way we ought to be mentioning him. So it's a remarkable thing. In these psukim, we see one of what I consider to be the foundational principles of Yahadus. We don't relate to God at his level. Lo yirani ha'adam v'chai. We can't really understand God. So how is the average Jew supposed to relate to God, to refer to God? By the way that God interacts with us. Elokei Avram, Elokei Yitzchak, v'Elokei Yaakov. We think about God as somebody, almost, that's been with us throughout the ages. Just like Rashi himself was alluding to, that Ehaya Asher Ehaya means the one who's with us. The one who's always with us. We don't understand God, so to speak, up there. We understand God the way that he interacts in the world. You know, maybe in Olam Haba, we'll, you know, when the Gemara says, Tzadikim Yoshin, Vatar Seyem Birosheim, Nan in Miziv Hashchina, so maybe we'll have some understanding of God. But for now, that's not the way that we can really understand him. So Moshe asked an important question. V'amru li mashemo. They're going to say, who is God? Ma'omar alihem. What should I say to them? And God says, Moshe, I'm going to tell you who I am. I am Eheya. I existed before the world. I will always exist. I'm the creator. But Moshe, I'm going to tell you something even more important. That's not really the way they're going to relate to me. Zeshemi li'olam v'zezechri l'dor v'dor, as Ramban says, referring to Avram Yitzchak v'Yaakov. How many Jewish philosophers are there? A handful in every generation. Moshe wasn't going to take the philosophers out of Egypt. He was taking the entire Jewish people out of Egypt. Everybody. And so Yahadus doesn't say you have to be a philosopher to have a relationship with God. Yahadus doesn't say that you have to be a theologian, that you have to be a scholar of religion to have a relationship with God. Karav Hashem l'chol, karav l'chol asher yikru v'emes. God is close to all of us. We know God as the one who's been with us. Elokeinu v'elokei avoseinu v'elokei Avraham v'elokei Yitzchak v'Yaakov. And by the way, you should know God's not offended either. Because how does God want, Zachary pointed it out, how does God want to be understood? How does God want to be related towards? How does God want to be appealed to? Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. That's fine by him. Yadus is not reserved for philosophers. Moshe got to a place, not yet, Moshe got to a place, Asher Yada'o Hashem Panim El Panim, where he really knew God, as much as a human being can know God. You know where the rest of the Jews were at that time? They weren't on top of the mountain. They were beneath. Okay. Even the greatest chachamim amongst them. But did they have a relationship with Hashem? Yes, they did. But at the level of Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. There are religions, we'll go right over to Yitzchak, my last comment, which are basically reserved for theologians, philosophers. And there's not really a deep sense that anybody else can have a relationship with God, can know God. Yahadus is not that way. It's not an elitist religion. It's not esoteric. It's what we call exoteric. It's clear. It's like the Rambam says about Torah, Harei ze muchan ve'omed u'munach kol mi sherotze yavo v'yito. It's for everybody. You don't have to be a trained philosopher to study Torah, to come to know what the way that Hashem wants us to behave in this world. It's accessible to us. Vayomer od Elokim l'Moshe ko tomar al b'nei Yisrael. Elokei avoseichem shlachani aleichem. They know Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov. And by the way, and this is the way I always want to be known, Zeh shemi li'olam v'zeh zichri l'dor dor. In every generation. In every generation. Accessible to all. Okay, let's hold it up here.